Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 15th. God is light. This, then, is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. When John says God is light, what does he mean? Is he saying that God is like a giant flashlight? Or maybe God is like the sun? In the Bible, darkness is often used to describe sin. Hell is said to be a very dark place because God's glory isn't present there. If sin is like darkness, then God is like light, because God is pure and holy. Have you ever noticed how darkness and light can't be in the same room at the same time? Here's an example. Matt was with his dad at an Atlanta Braves baseball game. As the fifth inning was coming to a close, the sun was going down and the sky began to grow darker. Suddenly, all the huge stadium lights flashed on and flooded everything with brilliant light. The stadium that once had become dimmer and darker was now just as bright as it would have been in the middle of a sunny day. What happened? The light drove away the darkness. Whenever light fills someplace, there's no more room for darkness. Light and darkness are like God and sin. God won't stay in the same place as sin. That means when you choose to keep sin in your life, God's presence will not be with you. That's why John writes to Christians, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John 1:6. You can say that you're walking with God all you want, but your actions will tell the real story. Praise the Lord. The opposite is also true. When you're walking with God and choosing to please him, there'll be no room for sin in your life. Remember that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You should walk with God closely so that sin doesn't have a chance to creep into your life. One night, Matt's family was driving in Australia with a missionary pastor. The pastor turned off the highway and began driving very slowly, turning off his lights. And then he said, "Watch this." Suddenly, he turned the headlights back on. They were on a golf course, and there, blinking in the bright light, were dozens of kangaroos that had been grazing on the course. The kangaroos stared at Matt, and Matt stared back in wonder. And then they slowly hopped away. Until the headlights were turned on, Matt didn't even know the kangaroos were around. Many times, the light of God's Word will show us things that we need to change. When that happens, we need to come to God in repentance. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is light. Is there any darkness or sin in my life that I need to get out? Why should I be thankful that God is light? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 15th.